Do you believe you are worthy of love? Sadly, I believe this is one of the biggest lies the enemy can whisper in our ear for us to believe when it comes to love. The love lie is this: I'm not worthy. This is a deep one. Don't fall for it. The enemy wants more than anything for you to feel alone, unworthy, and unlovable. If he can lead you away from what is true, away from the flock, away from the good shepherd, he can and will destroy your life. Knowing who you are in Christ begins with knowing you are loved. You are known, knit together, and created in the image of God for a purpose. You are a priceless treasure. God made a way for you to be saved through faith in Jesus. That's how much he loves you. No lie is big enough to separate you from the love of God. So don't believe it. Call it what it is and daily set your mind on what is true. Romans 8:38. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. When you believe and know that to be true, you are secure in who you are in Christ. You know your identity as a child of God, and you are free to receive the fullness of his love in your life, as well as be a conduit of it to others. Matthew 22:37. Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself." Jesus lays it out for us. With everything you are, heart, mind, and soul, love the Lord. A heart that loves the Lord in that way will naturally love others. It begins with love of the Father for us. Receiving and abiding in that love leads us to want to obey and love God back with our life in how we live and love those around us. Do you see the beautiful flow of it all? 1 John 4:19 puts it this way: we love because he first loved us. That's where it all begins, with the love of the Father and us throwing our arms up to receive it. That's the truth. When you believe it, your life will be transformed forever. Don't get caught believing love lies. Remember what is true. Thanks for digging into these truths with me this month. If you missed any of the Love Lies broadcasts, you can find them all at lifeword.org. I'm Lori Klein.